The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. This is Marcus Aurelius Meditations, Book 4, and it's Paragraph 3, but Paragraph 3 is actually quite long and also really rich. So I decided to break it up into I think I'll break it up into the remaining days of this week, so into four sections. We'll take it one at a time. Okay, so the first paragraph within paragraph three is, men look for retreats for themselves, the country, the seashore, the hills, and you yourself too are peculiarly accustomed to feel the same want. Yet all this is very unlike a philosopher, when you may at any hour you please retreat into yourself. For nowhere does a man retreat into more quiet or more privacy than into his own mind, especially one who has within such things that he has only to look into and become at once in perfect ease. And by ease, I mean nothing else but good behavior. Continually, therefore, grant yourself this retreat and repair yourself. But let them be brief and fundamental truths, which will suffice at once by their presence to wash away all sorrow and to send you back without repugnance to the life to which you return. A couple thoughts here. First one is, first thing I associated to was in Seneca's second letter to Lucilius. He also says, the primary indication to my thinking of a well-ordered mind is a man's ability to remain in one place and linger in his own company. And then he goes on to a discourse about what type of thinking should occupy your mind when you retreat there. That'll be for a different time, I guess. Second thing I was thinking of is, it's funny because, like, you know, a lot of people, I wouldn't say that retreating into your own mind is going to be a particularly pleasant or tranquility inducing venture. You know, it kind of, it's a sign of a well-ordered mind, but I think it also requires, or let's put it this way, the more well-ordered your mind is, then the more this will help you, and the more tranquility you'll find when you do this. But I think you need content in your mind, like he himself says, like you need what does he say here? Brief and fundamental truths, which are in your mind, which you're returning to, in order to achieve this kind of tranquility. Now, the third thing that I was thinking of, and this I think is the most significant for our purposes here, in our journey to read the Stoics through the eyes of Torah and to compare and contrast. So, you know, we also have this idea of retreating into the world of learning, but retreating into the world of learning is not, I think, the same as, I think it overlaps, but it's not the same, like it's a Venn diagram. It's not the same as the Stoic retreat into their own mind. And I think one of the key differences is with Stoics, the truth that you're retreating into really all in some way have to do with you. I mean, it's, you know, like he says here that, you know, these things will suffice by the presence to wash away all sorrow and to send you back without repugnance to the life to which you return. And he goes on to talk about the types of things that you're going to be thinking about. You know, some of them are abstract, some of them have to do with the nature of the universe, but really it all is going to come down to thinking about how you live your life. Whereas in Torah, you know, clearly we do have the practical dimension of Torah and of ideas, but we also have Torah lishma. We also have involvement in learning for its own sake, which is in its highest level, is really one which is not focused on the self. You know, when all your energy is drawn towards the pursuit of chachma, towards the pursuit of wisdom in the universe and in Hashem's Torah, you know. And I think I don't really feel qualified to expound on the differences, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be two different types of tranquility there, you know. And I don't see how any like retreat into the world of ideas that is still like focused on the self, I don't see how that is going to provide an absolute type of tranquility. Whereas I can see a person, just based on my understanding of Torah Lishma and Avas Hashem, then I think that actually can provide a complete direction of the energies outward towards the involvement in Chachma. So I just think it is, I'm not saying that Aurelius's advice is bad. I think it actually is good advice. And he's going to go on to elaborate on it in the next couple of paragraphs. But like, I do think that you know, the type of when you hear David HaMelech and Tehillim talk about the way that he you know takes solace in the words of Torah and in contemplating God's chukim, or when you hear the Rav talk about how at the times in his life when he was beset by troubles and worries and weariness, that he was able to be rejuvenated by turning to Torah. I think those are two different experiences.